got a children's talk this morning. There's not too many kids here, but we'll still have a children's talk. George had a reading from 1 John 1, and I thought I'd talk about water this morning. And we've all probably got a bit sick of water on the farm about last Friday. I think we got 2 inches of it. It rushed down the hills and went everywhere. And I thought, it's interesting, water has three parts to it. And is what, can someone name, what is the chemical name of water? Karen will probably know this one. She's
H2O.
H2O, yes. So, and there's another part to water. What part of it? Is there saline? What other part is water? Something you stand on in the wintertime.
Ice.
Ice, yes. And what is the chemical name for ice?
H2O.
H2O, yes. Very, very good. And then with something we have every morning, I don't know if everyone people has it, we might have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, and I like my Milo, and I boil the jug, and there's something comes off the jug. We might see in a minute. What comes off the jug?
Steam.
Steam, yes. And what's the chemical name of steam?
H2O.
Oh, we're very bright. And some of this water, we've got a bit in here. Well, hopefully it's still here. Got water, this is the stuff you buy, but I'm not sure. Oh, you just filled it up out of the tap. My wife buys it, it goes against the grain very much. And in here we've got something else. Got quite a lot of attributes. Yes, it's very hard. It's usually hard enough to stand on. It's solid, like Ross said, and also it takes up more room than what the water did.
Just good for tap sometimes.
Anyone does it? Yes, and I've got written down here. It's actually ice can be very destructive too, and it can be good or bad sometimes for things. It can be very good. For us guys, it's not very good for our spray booms. It breaks all the shoes and wrecks things, and it breaks our taps in the wintertime, and cracks our concrete when it gets under it. But other times, well, ice can be very good. Like some of you see that trucking program on TV, it's quite a good one. The truckers go up north and they need the ice to drive out to the islands or up into northern Canada to better get across the lakes. And so ice can be a good thing, and they build their roads on the ice for the winter and they get access to these people. And ice can be good things for, what else? It's really good for something else. Freezing down stuff. Freezing our freezers, we need ice to freeze down fish and keep our food fresh.
Keep our
drinks cold in the summertime.
It's good after an injury as well.
Good after an injury as well, oh yes. I think we should, probably those first aid course, we've probably learned about that on Friday, did we, Joe? So ice has, good and bad attributes, but water is good too. Water is good for what?
Life in general.
Yes, life in general. Plants need it, and we need it. We don't last very long without a drink of water, or water of some sort, or liquid. It can be too much can be what? A bit bad too. Cause floods and washouts and wash out our crops and drown the small seeds in the ground in that mic and their hollows. So, but most times we need water, and water is a very good thing to have. And if you live in a very dry place like North Canterbury, I think you'd be wishing you had a lot of it. Then we've got this other thing, which is not going. Either I'll pop the plug.
I think that plug may not be working, John.
Right. We can adapt to imagine there's some steam coming out of there. We need some energy to make steam. And steam can be a very good thing and a very bad thing, and it has its pluses and minuses. Steam is probably, it's very hot, really, and it's another thing it does, just like Ross said, what does it do? It expands. Yeah, and so that energy can be used for power stations, and we can heat it, and steam can be used for driving turbines, it can be used for heating houses, it can be used for industrial reasons for heating, superheating things to really high temperatures. So water is very, very flexible. Now, relating that to God, there's probably God with... We always talk about the Trinity, and there's three things: God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they are one, H2O thing, God. And yet we have three. And we have God the Father, and I sort of thought, well, how do I compare that with water? I thought, well, you'd put the ice on God. Ice is God the Father, the solid foundation, and it expands and grows around the world. Then water, I thought, was very much related to Jesus, our Saviour. Life-giving power, and he flows amongst us. And very, very much Christians' life needs that water of Jesus in their life to make them be a Christian and to shine in the world. And then there's the Holy Spirit, there's the steam, and he's it's everywhere. But it's, and yet very powerful, very hot, and can be controlled, and other times it is just like in Rotorua, you see the steam is just boom, it energizes out of those geysers and explodes. So there's three parts to God, and three different parts, very different. There's three parts to water, it's very different. And God is an amazing God, and that's three, captured three things. It's quite, people find it very hard to grasp God being three, but yet water is an everyday item that we see, and it's a good comparison. Yeah.